Hare Krishna. The search for security is ultimately a search for spirituality. Many people say that I'm not interested in the spiritual stuff. I'm just happy with my life, what I'm doing in my life. Yes, it may be possible that they don't feel interested in spirituality. That is because they don't understand what spirituality is. They think maybe it involves some kind of esoteric practices, some kind of abstract ideas, some kind of otherworldly rituals, some vague good feeling. People have many ideas when they think about spirituality. They may not feel interested in those ideas, but everybody is looking for security. When people work at a job, they want security through the money that they get through the job. They want security through their bank balance. They want a permanent house, their own house, so that they'll have security. They want a stable relationship so that they will have some security in that. So we all are looking for security. And if we understand philosophically what spirituality means, then we'll understand that our search for security is essentially our search for spirituality. Now, what is it that causes insecurity? It is change. When I have a good job, I feel, yes, I'm secure. But tomorrow I'm fired from my job. I change. What will I do now? How will I earn my living? How will I pay the mortgage for my house? That insecurity comes up. So change causes insecurity. And how can we avoid insecurity? If there is stability, there is no change, no major disorienting change, then we think there is security. So the Bhagavad Gita explains, na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayor api drishtontas, tvanayo sattva darshibhi. In 2.16, the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, that matter and spirit have inherent characteristics. Na asato vidyate bhavo. He says, matter has no endurance. The only thing unchanging about matter is that it is always changing. The only thing unchanging about matter is that it is always changing. So, apart from that, Krishna says that as far as the spiritual is concerned, it is unchanging. In the sense that the soul does not grow old, soul does not get diseased, soul does not die. The soul is not deteriorated by the power of time, which deteriorates everything. Neither is the Supreme Soul, Krishna, deteriorated by the power of time. So, the security that we are looking for, that is found ultimately in our spiritual realization, in realizing our own unchanging, indestructible spiritual identity, and in realizing and relishing our soul's eternal ecstatic relationship with Krishna. When the philosophy of the Bhagavad Gita helps us to understand this core point, that when we are searching for security, instead of searching for it in temporary material things, which are not going to provide a lasting security. If we see that search for security as stemming from our spiritual core, which is longing for spiritual realization, then we will direct it spiritually. And thus, both we can become spiritually realized and we can fulfill our longing for spiritual security. Thank you. Hare Krishna.